Thanks for connecting with Hallelujah Every Day. It's your favorite daily devotional and inspirational podcast. I'm your friend and host, Pastor Leke Toba. Child of God, serving God should never be seasonal or conditional. God must be known personally by you, in good times, in times that look bad, in all circumstances. The only way to walk with God and receive is to believe and be faithful. Many a times, some people pray and it appears they aren't receiving. This may lead to frustration, feeling of rejection, and they become dejected at times. Some feel and say, there's no God. Well, I have news for you. God isn't dead. Hallelujah. At times, even in churches, you see some stop doing the work of the gospel until God answers them. Too bad. Whatever you are doing for God, you are also doing for yourself a good service, because no one does for God without God rewarding them in one way or the other. Bible says in Hebrews 11 and verse 6, and without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly, some other versions say, diligently seek Him. God remains God regardless of our thought and action. Learn to boast about your God. Remember the trio in the Bible, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. They told the king, we do have high regard for you, but we will not bow to this idol. If God delivers us, fine. And if He refuses, we will still serve Him. So we will not bow to your idol. Hallelujah. That was a boost, and it was left for God to prove Himself, to deliver them, or to forsake them. Daniel was also cast into the lion's den. Strangely, lions became his pet. God sent an angel to seal up the mouth of the lions to glorify Himself. Even King Darius attested to Daniel's God. Daniel 6:20 through 23. We begin to read there. The Bible says, when he came near the den, that is King Darius, he called to Daniel in an anguished voice, Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve, continually been able to rescue you from the lions? 21. Daniel answered, may the king live forever. 22. My God sent his angels and he shut the mouths of the lions. They have not hurt me, because I was found innocent in his sight, nor have I ever done any wrong before you, your majesty. 23. The king was overjoyed and gave orders to lift Daniel out of the den. And when Daniel was lifted from the den, no wound was found on him, because he had trusted in his God. Child of God, Daniel served God in good and bad times, and God kept him. How about Joseph in Egypt? As a slave, Bible accounts, for the sake of Joseph, God blessed the house of Potiphar several times. See the bright part of hope in all situations and say, I'm a divine project. I can't be abandoned. I have a divine contract and a purpose with my God. He will never abandon me until He is done with the contract with my life. Hallelujah. Even when God appears disappointing in our own natural thought, child of God is actually taking away what we think is good, delaying that which we think is better, only to give us His own best. And the best of God is the best that we can ever get. I pray that the Holy Spirit will use these words to minister to you today. For Christ in you is the hope of glory and not shame. God bless and keep you, uphold and rain His mercy and blessings upon you. Now, child of God, make these confessions along with me by faith, and let your faith be stronger than every other thing around you. Say this with me. Lord Jesus, I come to you. I'm sorry for losing faith. Even in the storms of life, forgive and strengthen me. You are too faithful to disappoint me, Lord. Help me to see your plans for my life. Daniel didn't reject you. Lord, even in the den of lions, Joseph didn't curse or reject you, even when he was framed and sent to prison. Help me, Almighty God, to have an unwavering faith, a faith not destroyed by storms of life, a faith that looks to you continually. Amen and amen. Child of God, you are blessed in Jesus' name. I cover you and family with the blood of Jesus. You will not deny Jesus. Your joy will be full. Strange battles, let them be disgraced in Jesus' name. Disaster is not your portion. Mercy will always speak for you henceforth. Glory of God will visit you in the name of Jesus. I dip all prayer requests sent across all the podcast channels into the blood of Jesus. All those cases that appear impossible, I hand them all over into the hands of the living God, who knows no impossibility. Receive your visitation in Jesus' name. Amen. There's a word for somebody who is listening today, and that word is simple. Your answers will come in an unexpected fashion. I repeat, there's a word for someone today who is listening. Your answers will come in an unexpected fashion to bless you, and so shall it be in Jesus' name. Amen. We can't round up the podcast without saying and praying a happy birthday and wedding anniversary to all celebrants. It's your season of unprecedented blessings and joy. Congratulations on your special occasion. God bless you abundantly in Jesus' name. Thanks for listening. Keep sharing the podcast. It's all about the gospel of Jesus and touching lives for a positive impact and change. We never take your time for granted. We sincerely value your feedback. Have a wonderful day in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Connect Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Lege Toba on WhatsApp and WeChat or call +234 8067 01 3664. Or +234 8023319436. Follow, like, and subscribe on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and lots more. Have a great day. And remember, God's miracles await you every day in Jesus' name.